So this is Kat Jones with WOOC, and I'm here with Chris talking about something exciting. Tell me what's going on in your life right now, Chris.
I just got an apartment after being homeless, living in a bush in the park for about 2 years now.
Yay! How does it make you feel to finally have a place to live?
To be honest, Kat, it's a little still unreal, to be honest. It's something I'm excited to embark upon, living in somewhere that has a roof in it instead of, you know, a nice couple of branches to keep you from getting wet, but we'll see what happens.
You said that you were homeless for about 2 years. Tell me a little bit about your experience.
Well, being homeless, people look at you a different way. You live a way different lifestyle as someone who, let's say, isn't homeless. You hang out with a lot more undesirable people because most people think that being homeless means that you're nothing but a worthless drunken bum. But in my experience, there are quite a few people out there trying to live a better life.
If I remember right, you were working a lot of the time when you were homeless, too. Is that right?
That's right, Kat, because like I said, I am one of those people who didn't want to live in a bush for the rest of my life.
Tell me how it happened that you got your keys today.
I had to wait on a couple lists. I constantly have to make appointments to show that I am trying to turn my life around, making better decisions. I have, to be honest with you, Kat, I have to go to drug group. I need to show that I'm responsible enough to take part in this apartment adventure.
When you were homeless, you said that people tended to look down on you. How did that impact your sense of self?
It's actually pretty horrific, the differences, because I'll be honest with you, Kat, I used to be one of those people who look at somebody asking for money at a street corner and be like, ugh, just another bum, until I befriended most of those said bums and learned a little more about them. And like I said, a lot of people really don't want to be in the situations that they are, but the problem is, in a place like Albany, there's not too many opportunities for a person to better themselves or to get out of the holes that they personally think they have dug themselves in.
Thank you very much, Chris, and congratulations again on your new place.